Two trips.
Nevada. Poor Culp. His wife, Sarah, wanted to marry her lover as soon as the divorce came through. She couldn't wait a day. The honeymoon suite in Honolulu had been booked 6 weeks in advance. So Culp, complacent to the end, agreed to pick the girls up in Reno and drive them back to Denver. He arranged to be in San Francisco on business and rented a car. Over the phone, Sarah mocked his plan. Why not fly? An expert in petroleum extraction, he hoped by driving to extract some scenic benefit from domestic ruin. Until they had moved to Denver and their marriage exploded in a thinner atmosphere, they had lived in New Jersey, and the girls had seen little of the West. He arrived in Reno around 5 p.m, having detoured south from Interstate 80. The city looked kinder than he had expected. He found the address Sarah had given him, a barn-red boarding house behind a motel distinguished by a giant flashing domino. He dreaded, yet longed for the pain of seeing Sarah again, divorced, free of him, exultant, about to take wing into a new marriage. But she had taken wing before he arrived. His two daughters were sitting on a tired cowhide sofa next to an empty desk, like patients in a dentist anteroom. Polly, who was 11, leaped up to greet him. "Mommy's left," she said. "She thought you'd be here hours ago." Laura, 16, rose with a self-conscious languor from the tired sofa, smoothing her skirt behind, and added, "Jim was with her. He got really mad when you didn't show." Culp apologized. "I didn't know her schedule was so tight."